Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So, this week we are very excited to have an original listener of our podcast joining us. Welcome, Eileen, to the podcast.
Hi, Eileen.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Eileen became an ARMY back in 2018 during the Idol comeback. She's been listening to the podcast since then, and she is definitely a classic iconic. She is the one who came up with the name Iconics.
Yeah, so it's long overdue. We've been wanting to have Eileen on the podcast, so we're super excited to have you. And we let you decide what you wanted to do for an episode for the podcast, and you decided to do the ship series with Taejin because they were your original ship, right?
Yes, my OG ship.
Well, we're very excited to get into that with you. So on that note, we're going to say welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Taeyong fucking wrecks me in every B promo.
Me too. Or Jin is about to claim that Gucci King title.
Yes.
Or I'm not ready for Taejin's visuals with the B comeback. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I'm already fanning myself.
Yeah, not ready. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
All right. So like I said, in today's episode, we are going to be doing the Taejin ship. How we usually do our ship episodes is in the first half, we talk about flirtatious moments with the ship. And then the second half, we just talk about the friendship. So if you're not really into the flirtatious moments discussion, go ahead and skip to the second half of the episode. But honestly, all the moments are really great and super special. We just love Taejin.
Yeah, so we hope you guys listen to the whole thing. But before we do get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you definitely want to check out this week's Google Doc, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated.
Yes, thank you guys. As far as our charity of the month for November, just in our excitement to record this episode with the wonderful Eileen, we just totally forgot to pick out a charity of the month. So next episode, we will definitely have a charity of the month for you guys for November. Hopefully you listen to that one too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So we're just going to do some general thoughts here, general discussion topics about Taegen. Eileen, I'm just curious, like, how did you get into Taegen? Since, you know, you were just starting to get into BTS, what was it that kind of made you fall in love with them?
I don't know. It was kind of random, but obviously as you start watching BTS, you fall into the rabbit hole of YouTube and everything. Mm-hmm. And I just saw this clip of Taegen, and I was, you know, familiar with the idea of shipping from before, like I shipped like in TV shows and that sort of stuff, just like fictional characters. But now it was like Taegen, ooh, and they were both like my favorites, like they were both so handsome. And so I just started watching these clips of them being really cute together on stage, but also being very flirty on stage. And I was like, oh my God, I was like getting into the Lulu hours. I was like, ooh, are these two?
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. We have all been there.
Yeah. Been there.
Yeah, so they were on my beginning journey of stanning BTS. I discovered Taegen as well.
Wonderful. That's so awesome. For ship names, really, we just know of Taegen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have any other nicknames.
I couldn't find any other ones. Are you aware of any other nicknames, Eileen?
No, I think it just goes by Taegen by everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that they haven't named themselves. Yeah, like Taeyeon really likes to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Something about both of them is that they're both actors, although only Taeyong has acted in a K-drama thus far, which reminds me that we want the fucking K-drama.
For Jin. Yes.
For Jin. Yes.
Give us the K-drama.
Someday. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Yes, and I would love to see them act together someday. Like, how incredible would that be? Like,
oh my
they
gosh.
Could play brothers, or they could play enemies, or...
I could not deal.
Yeah.
Well, they both are a part of the Kim clan, mm-hmm. so that would be interesting
yes.
to see them mm-hmm. act in a K-drama as brothers.
Of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love, and I did not know before this research, that they're the same height. They are 5'10 or 179 centimeters, exactly the same height.
Wow. Oh my God. They can look straight into each other's eyes.
Yes.
Like.
No. That is just so cute.
So cute.
They have an age difference also of only 3 years, but it's, you know, between 1992 and 1995. So just a slight age difference between them.
Mm-hmm. Both yeah. were born in December, which is kind of fun. So we get to celebrate Taegen a little. December should just be Taegen month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's rename it.
From now on. It should be.
Yes, the month of December.
Forget Christmas.
Yeah, forget that.
This really is a cult. Oh, my God.
Yes. I feel like something about Jin is just like, engages cult activity.
Yes, Jin cult. Mm. Yeah.
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 Jin cult. Love it.
I am a proud member. I think we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You yes. really loved, you. Kayla, you really loved the Jin cult when that was happening.
Something about like the picture with the fucking white glasses. Like, I'm like, this is just the epitome of how incredibly dorky and goofy and fun and carefree Kim Seok Jin is.
Yeah.
That was my introduction to Stan Twister, was like the Jin cult. And
really?
I was like, what the hell is going on
oh
here?
My gosh. Yes, we're a cult.
That is hilarious that was your intro and you stayed.
Yeah. I'm in a cult now. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I really like the idea, the concept of Taegen, because I do feel like Jin has this very fun, playful, carefree side, and I think Taeyong, of course, does, too. I mm-hmm. think they love to play together.
Mm-hmm. They're both really confident with themselves, so that really makes their interactions fun. But in terms of their personalities, you know, I really think that they play off each other really well. And they're, of course, both really gorgeous. And also, Jin has, always been one of my major bias wreckers, and Taeyang is my bias. So I really do ship this shit.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
Okay, let's go ahead and start off with the flirtatious moment.
Yeah.
These are fun to think about. So, and there's a good amount of flirtatious moments too between these two. I want to start off with the Mama 2016 Blood, Sweat, and Tears performance with the intro, Boy Meets Evil, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So during one of the stage changes,
transitions.
Mm-hmm. There's this point where I believe Jin is at the end of the stage and he's on his knees, and Taeyang walks up behind him and then falls to his knees behind Jin, and then wraps one arm over his chest, underneath his jacket, and his other hand comes up and blindfolds Jin's eyes with his hands, and he has this sinister kind of smile, manic, just but it's a little sexy. He kind of opens his mouth, is gaping a little bit. It's okay, I get that this was rehearsed and everything, but what the heck? Every time I watch that, I'm blown away. I'm who decided to do this?
This can't just be acting. It's this was just very passionate looking.
Very passionate.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too when I was watching Taeyang's facial expressions. I'm he is into this. He's into it. Mm-hmm. He's not just acting. This is true emotion for him.
Yeah, and Jin kind of looks like he's just skipping himself.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
just letting go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything about that moment is iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, iconic. And also at the award show in general, they were being very clingy. There are these clips from when they're sitting on the sofas, and they're Taeyang is all over Jin, holding around his shoulder, touching his lap, whispering into his ear. It's oh my God.
So clingy.
If you really ship them, did anything go on backstage?
Yeah, really.
I mean, underneath that jacket that Taeyang was wearing in that transitional moment, he didn't have a shirt on, you know? That could, did something go on backstage? Because that was when he pulls the jacket down and shows the angel wing scars.
Yeah.
Right before he wraps around Jin, he does that, which is even sexier.
How did I forget that part?
Man.
Oh my God.
But just thinking about his bare chest pressing up against Jin's back as he's wrapping around him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They must have been gotten a bit riled up themselves. They have to.
I would hope.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. So in the early days of dorm life, apparently there was a Taejin showering scene. So this was mentioned during a fan meeting or something that Jin was sharing with Army that, he was just taking a shower and Taeyong knocked on the door and was like, can I come in? And Jin was like, is there an emergency? Do you need anything? And then he opens the door to the shower and then Taeyong is just like, can I shower with you? And Jin was like, okay. And then they took a shower together.
They actually took a shower together.
I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
I am how am I just now learning about this?
I did not know about this until we did research.
Yeah, me neither. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about this...
I've heard about it, but yeah.
Yeah. In the clip, when they're talking about it, it's Taeyang and Yoongi and then Jin. Yoongi's in the middle and he kind of says something, and I think the captions on the clip verify that he kind of seems like he has a little bit of a jealous tone. why don't I get to shower with Taeyang type of thing?
Or Jin.
And I was just this literally happened. This really happened that they showered together.
It really did happen. And it's so interesting because Taeyong is being awfully quiet, and you know he looks a little bashful almost, and I just can't believe that Jin. I mean, I guess I can believe that Jin just like proudly said this to all of ARMY, which is so funny to hear ARMY's reactions in the background. They're like, ooh, you know, they're all like freaking out. But yeah, these
all of them Taejin shippers.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like how can this be a made up like fan service story, because it's like, why would you make that up? Like, that takes fan service to a bit extreme, you know? Like, we showered together, fantasize about it, you know?
Well, the question was, like, what's one of the most memorable things from, you know, from
dorm life?
And that was one of the things. I mean, that would obviously be memorable. but they both were naked showering together. Hello.
There has to be some fanfic about this.
Oh, yeah, there must be. I haven't looked it up, but there must be.
Yeah.
Next fanfic files, you guys.
Okay, well, you're all about the fanfics.
Okay, I know. I so am now.
Oh, I love it. All right, so we have another moment from the early BTS days, which was during the Blanket Kick performance. They did this, like, obviously fan service-y thing, because they were coupled up two and two. I think it was, like, Jimin and Hobie was the other couple, I think.
And then
Taeyong and Jin was like kind of in the back, so you couldn't see them properly. And it looks like from every angle, it looks like a proper smooch, like kiss on the lips. But I think that they did like a kiss on the cheek. But the way that they've done it, it looks like, I mean, Jin is like bending down, Taeyong is like a bit over him. It's like a super cute kiss, even though if it's on the cheek.
Mm-hmm. I think Taeyong is kissing Jin's cheek and Jin is kissing Taeyong's, but their mouths are very close. Like, they have to be very close.
Yeah, it must be right by the mouth. Mm-hmm.
The only way I can interpret it is that Jin's lips are just a little bit to the left of Taeyong's face. But, like, I cannot see anyone's lips at all. Like, it really, the way that Jin is really smushed into Taeyong, it looks like, really, like a real kiss.
Yeah. For our patrons, you definitely need to go look at this screenshot that we have in the doc, because what I love about this is that Jin is below Taeyong. He's like bending down, and Taeyong has his arm around Jin and is like above Jin. I'm like, wow, okay. Ooh. Like, it kind of looks like Taeyong is taking the reins on this kiss.
Dominant.
Definitely looks like that. I love that. All right, and the next moment, which I guess all Iconics know about, is the Taejin super flirty Pied Piper moments during Master.
Mm-hmm.
They were so flirty. And I feel like Taeyong was really like pursuing Jin. Like, he was always going up to him, holding around his shoulders, looking into his eyes. But Jin was like, okay, let's flirt back in every clip that I've seen. He's like, okay, I'm into this too.
Oh my god, these pictures. Iconics, you need to look at this doc seriously, because Eileen has put all of these amazing screenshots from them performing Pied Piper, and it's too much. Like, Taeyong is in full seduction mode, staring deeply into Jin's eyes.
Yeah, he's in full seduction mode. I think he's just really whipped for purple pink haired Jin, full forehead exposure. I mean, I am too. If I was Taeyong,
aren't we all?
I'd be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also the lyrics that they're singing, like Pied Piper, it's like, see, I'm so sweet, I'm here to save you, and then like looking into each other's eyes, like really passionately. Ooh.
Seducing
iconic
each other.
Moment.
Yes.
It is steamy.
It is steamy.
Up there on stage.
So one of the moments that I really thought of was the SBS Gayo Daejeon from 2019, and this was a moment on stage where Jin looks down and he notices that his fly is open in his jeans, and Taeyong is standing next to him, so Jin's laughing and kind of like hits Taeyong to like let him know, oh, my fly is open, like what do I do, I'm on stage. And Taeyong does not hesitate and immediately takes his hand and goes straight for Jin's crotch. Like, he's going to pull up the zipper on his pants. And Jin, like, quickly grabs his wrist, like, no. Can't do this here on stage in front of ARMY. But, like, the willingness and, like, absolutely no hesitation on Taeyong's side makes me just think that, like, clearly, this is something he would do off stage in private. Like, he has no problem going towards his crotch.
Maybe he thought that Jin was saying, take my zipper down instead of taking it up.
Oh, that would be funny.
The fact that he interprets Jin pointing at his crotch area as come get it, come touch, come zip, come unzip, whatever, instead of just like, hey, look at me, I forgot to zip up my pants.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he's like, oh, this is my job, is hilarious.
Automatic, yeah.
But the other side of it, too, is like, Taeyong is just so willing to help him. Like, he's not laughing at him or, you know, just like, oh, that sucks for you. He's like, oh, let me zip it for you. Just wants to
let me help you.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Another thing between them, we just kind of talked about this a little bit, but on stage, they are just so flirty with each other. The fan service, especially during So What, it just gets wilder and wilder with each performance. Like, definitely in the doc, you can see, like, their foreheads get to the point where they're fully touching. Taeyong is, I mean, he's, like, sucking in his bottom lip, like, ready to just, like, devour Jin's face. Like, he's even got his, like, hand on his chin, like, bringing him, like, inward even more.
Kiss.
I mean, yeah, like, literally now kiss. Yeah. Just, there are centimeters from each other's mouths.
Damn it, such a tease.
Yeah, there are, like, compilations of these So What moments, and it's, like, yeah, for each one, it just gets wilder and wilder, and at the end, they're so close, like... Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest teases of all time, especially with the fan service on stage.
I really think that Jin is the one holding back a little bit, but if he were to give it, like, really cave in, I think Taeyong would go for it.
Oh, I think Taeyong would straight up make out with him on stage at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so this moment shocked me. Okay, this is so recent. This is from Map of the Soul 1, and I don't know how we missed it because we watched both days, but maybe it was on, like, a different camera or whatever. But I linked this clip in the doc, and it's, like, towards the end of the concert, before it ends, before the encore, but it's when they're on that stage with, like, the tiles of all the armies around them, like, on all the screens, and I don't know what is happening or why this is happening. No context. But Taeyong is, like, with both hands straight up grabbing right towards Jin's crotch, like, going after it like a toddler would, like, go after something. Like, he's just, like, fully focused and intent on grabbing whatever he can get. And, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, when I watched this video, there's really... I don't know the context at all, but... What could have driven him to do that? I think there's just a pure urge to just want to grab his crotch for no apparent reason.
He's trying to help him with
like
that zipper.
I feel like there's a theme going on here. Like, Taeyong just going after Jin's crotch. Like, what's going on?
Crazy for crotches.
Crazy for crotches. Oh, my God. That cannot... Ship series, Taeyong, crazy for crotches.
Oh, my God, yes.
Insane. Oh my gosh. There really is a theme, you know. Don't really know what Taeyong is doing there, but definitely going towards it. Another moment that I just love is we know that Jin, like, really gives his full, you know, self over to the greetings at concerts. And in Osaka, I don't know if it was night one or night two, but this was the Speak Yourself tour. He is greeting Osaka and he's saying, Osaka, just so extreme. But he fully gives his body into this where he starts to tip back and who's there to catch him but Taeyong, who holds onto his neck and supports him and just tips him all the way back, like classic wedding style, tipping your new bride all the way back. But it's Taeyong holding and smiling down at Jin, who is just, you know, of course, greeting the whole concert.
His smile, he's like beaming, like looking so tons of gin, like, oh, look at my guy. He's just wilding. Yes. Like,
yes.
He loves it.
He's so in love, like, in this moment.
Yeah.
He looks very in love. And Jen is just full red face. Yeah. Chaotic. But this this is just such a beautiful pose. It looks so natural and graceful, too, even though Jen is, like, being super chaotic. Mm-hmm. But it's a great shot. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Taeyang's hand around Jen's waist. Love it.
Something that I came across a lot while researching them was just they refused to leave each other's side. I actually linked a cute thread that was titled Taejin refusing to leave each other's side, because it's it's in like so many promos, it's in so many performances on stage. I mean, we've talked a lot about their fan service, but they are just so cute together. And I mean, it doesn't matter if you're looking at a Bangtan bomb or airport photos or, you know, just a random performance, they are near each other.
Mm-hmm. They definitely like being near each other. I think there's like a comfort with them being next to each other. There's definitely just a level of friendship and, mm-hmm. and joy of being by each other's side.
They're just drawn to each other, I think. Like, yeah, sitting next to each other all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, Taeyang seems to really be drawn to Jin. Mm-hmm. And Jin has that kind of older brother kind of vibe, but somehow Taeyang is very disarming, mm-hmm. and just kind of breaks that down. And they're like just super natural together and super drawn together, mm-hmm. in that way.
Yeah. One of the things I really notice about them is Taeyang is very touchy. He likes physical affection for sure. And I think Jin receives that really well. Like, Jin allows that to happen and actually gives back to Taeyang. So I think they really, they work well with that because they both enjoy that physical contact, you know, which Taeyang is like that with a lot of other members, but not all of them really reciprocate.
And also I don't feel like Jin is so touchy with other members, so I feel like he's very comfortable with Taeyang, so he always like loves to, he even approaches Taeyang with cuddling and touching, and not just the other way that it's just Taeyang approaching him, you know.
Yeah. It's a very open, safe space between the two.
Yeah, I would say, mm-hmm. so. I would say this is a rare ship in that Taeyang is receiving reciprocation back, which mm-hmm. he doesn't always, and the fact that Jin is opening up and being, you know, giving that physical touch a lot, mm-hmm. Very unique between them two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So another really popular moment between these two is when Jin had his college graduation. Taeyang is standing beside him, and Jin is in his, like, cap and gown. He's got flowers. All the members are there with him. But Taeyang is just, like, staring intently at Jin while he's talking. And he, like, notices something on the corner of Jin's mouth. Who does this? I'm just saying.
Only Taeyang.
Taeyang is perseverating on this crumb or something on Jin's mouth. And he takes his thumb and wipes it away from his mouth. And that's not enough. He decides to then lick his thumb and eat whatever was on the side of Jin's mouth. I don't know if it was a little bit of saliva, if it was some, like, leftover cheese puff, but, like...
Could be anything.
Anything. And he just licks it. I mean, no hesitation. Who does this?
I think he would have preferred to just lick it off.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it seems like in this clip.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny because when he does it, Jin kind of does a little, like, oh my God, did you just do that?
Here we go again.
In public, really?
Yeah, but the level of comfort, you know, like willing to lick a crumb of food from his mouth.
And then eat it.
And then, yeah.
I don't do that with my husband.
I don't either.
Yeah, so we talked about them being very touchy with each other, and they're also very cuddly with each other. They love to cuddle, and this could also be seen as a friendship moment, but there's a moment from, I think it's one of the DVDs from last year, if it was in South America, I'm not sure, but they're lying on this, like, mattresses they have this resting area, and then it's just Jin just like walking directly towards Taeyang and lying down, and when they film it how they end up laying down, it's just like Jin holding on to Taeyong. Taeyong is just like lying straight on his back. And Jin looks so tiny and Taeyong looks so big. And this is such a cute, like, spooning, cuddling moment between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jin is doing to Taeyong what I like to call koala-ing, because he is, like, wrapped around Taeyong as if Taeyong were a tree branch and Jin were a koala holding on for dear life. Like, it is so precious, so cute, and just how comfortable they are together. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that, like, Taeyong was already there kind of snoozing, and in the video you can see Jin kind of sleepily walking up, and he chooses this as his spot to lay down. It's not his only option, but he decides to just cuddle up and snuggle up to Taeyong. It's so adorable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks so comfy being the both of them. Like, oh, it looks like they're having a good sleep there, cuddling.
Again, I just feel like this is very rare for Jin to do something like this. Like, it's not, you would think it would be Taeyong cuddling up and holding on to Jin, but it's the other way around. Like, Jin is just wrapping himself around Taeyong, seeking that like physical affection.
I think, again, it's just that Taeyong is so disarming, where he just breaks down all of your barriers. And if you're willing to be comfortable with him, then he will be 100% comfortable with you, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. All right. So, speaking of cuddling, there's a famous back hug from Bon Voyage 1, where I don't really know the context for this clip, but I think Taeyong was a bit feeling a bit down, or he was upset about something, and Seokjin just, he arrives and he sees Taeyong, and then he just goes. So he's, Taeyong is like crouching down. They're on this dock, and Taeyong is like crouching down, and then Jin just comes and just, kind of like koala back hugs him, and they're just crouching there together in this back hug for almost like 2 minutes. I think in the clip, like, the editors just sped it up, and it was like he just kept on hugging him, and it lasted so long, and it was really cute. And I think just Jin wanted to make Taeyong feel better, and it's just like, how can I do this? Well, I'll just hug him for 2 minutes. Like,
this is really cute.
I think Jin knows that Taeyong likes that physical affection. So doing, I mean, in this photo and in this clip, you can really see Taeyong is really down, which is so hard to see. Mm-hmm. And I think, I can't even remember where it was from, but I know that there's like a backstage moment where Taeyong is crying and Jin is the one to say, like, Taeyong, please don't cry. I really can't handle it when you cry. Like, it really affects him.
Yeah, so, it breaks my heart, he said.
It breaks my heart.
When you cry.
Yeah.
I feel like he doesn't want to see Taeyong upset, and he wants to do everything that he can to fix it, you know?
Yeah. So in this moment when Jin is doing this back hug, Jin's expression just looks like so concerned. Mm-hmm. Like, all he wants to do right now is just to make Taeyong feel better. Like, you could tell that he's just so concerned and worried about him.
Yeah, he's definitely solemn and focused on just giving him some love.
Yeah, comforting him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's very cute. And also, but a lighter moment from them is the spring day moment from class of 2020. And this is so cute. They were sitting on the stools and then they were singing Spring Day. And several times during Taeyong's verses, he was like looking at Jin and touching, grabbing his chin, and then lastly he grabbed his neck and then nuzzled their foreheads together, and it was just very cute and kind of romantic. Like,
so cute, so romantic. Just how cute, and the nuzzling, really the nuzzling, like that. That's what makes this moment so iconic and memorable. Mm-hmm. Is like how in love, like absolutely in love, Taeyong looks, and how he's just pulling Jin closer to him. Ooh, adorable.
I mean, he is grinning ear to ear. I also just think that Spring Day is such a special song for them both, and Jin's expression too. Like, he's just closing his eyes, smiling a little bit, which Jin does this anytime a member does something really endearing. He'll just like close his eyes and smile or like giggle a little bit. And so you can tell that he just loves and is receiving this really well. And Taeyong is like really hamming it up. He loves it so, so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jin is really like leaning into this and he's just loving it too, while also concentrating on singing, and Taehyung is just beaming next to him like, oh.
Yeah.
He can't hold back.
He can't.
No.
That's definitely one of my favorite Taejin moments. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so sweet. Very recently, they have been all over these B promos. Just yesterday, as of recording, we got a couple promos where it was like a 4 minute long video that kind of looped, and it was like the 9 tiles of them doing different things. And in the middle tile was BTS all kind of hanging out in like maybe like a living room style area, some instruments around, whatever. But Taejin are next to each other on the sofa, and there's this picture of Taehyung with, of course, his hand on Jin's chin, mm-hmm. and just kind of smiling, and Jin, his lips are pursed a little bit, kind of like, you know, looking at him wide-eyed, leaning in a little bit. It's super cute. Not only that, but all of the members are looking at them. Like, Jimin and Hoseok and Namjoon are, like, leaning around each other mm-hmm. to look at them doing this.
Except for Yoongi, which makes me go back to, that video that you were talking about where they're talking about showering together and Yoongi's, like, not receiving it really well. Does Yoongi have some sort of, like, Taejin jealousy going on?
This is, like, a triangle.
Not to make this like a triangle drama, but I've seen in like some of the So What clips of Tae and Jin, Yoongi is always in the back looking at them. Like every time they flirt, Yoongi's like, what are they doing now?
It's so interesting.
Yoongi's always there to be like, what is Taejin doing?
That's crazy. I remember when we were talking about the Taehyung-Yoongi ship and how Taehyung is so handsy, you know, all over him, a lot of physical touch and love, and how Yoongi is so, like, resistant but not really. Like, mm-hmm. he mm-hmm. acts like he doesn't like it, but then he gives in and he really does enjoy it. He loves it. So I could totally see there being some, like, weird jealousy between who gets Taehyung's affection.
Okay, but Yoonjin, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Jin and Yoongi are fishing buddies. Like, they love doing stuff together. They are close, very close.
Wow.
Yeah.
A new triangle to be worried about.
Where's the fanfic?
Oh, my God.
I know. Side note, Jimin in this picture. Holy shit. With that shoulder.
Yeah. Shoulder out.
Yeah. Another cool thing about that promo clip also was if you look at, like, the individual tiles where they're at, Jin and Taehyung are doing the same thing at the same time, just like facing opposite directions. Like there's one point where Taehyung is laying down on the couch with his like one of his knees up and like his foot flat on the couch. And then Jin is literally doing the same thing in his room, just like turned and facing the other direction. And there's like a second time where Taehyung is like just standing facing like, you could say like he's facing left on the tile. And then Jin is also standing like in the same place, like opposite side of the room facing right. It's just so like they're mirroring each
other.
They're
in sync.
Yeah. In the
promos. Interesting.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Crazy.
I love that.
So I don't know. B theories. Hello.
Yeah. All right. So that's pretty much everything we have for flirtatious moments. So if you're skipping, go ahead and stop.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to friendship moments now. So we're going to start off with, I think, one of the biggest things about Taejin that I always think of is their song that they did together for Hwarang, the Poet Warrior Youth, which is It's Definitely You. They sang this song together. They performed it for Festa. It was also nominated for Best Original Soundtrack at the 2017 Melon Music Awards, mm-hmm. which was so funny because Taehyung, I think, was taking a drink from his water bottle when it got announced, and he didn't know that it was. So he, like, choked on his water. And, like, every single one
I remember this clip.
Yeah, every single one of the members, like, turns to him, and they're all cracking up, and he's, like, on the ground trying not to choke. But yeah, they perform this together for Festa, and of course they get flirty on stage and everything.
Of course.
But it's just so wonderful that they both really practiced a lot for this. They went over a lot of the harmonies and just like really perfected it. So I love that they got to have this quality time to do this song together for an original soundtrack, which I think is great because they're both like into acting.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. And it's such a great song. And I feel like it just fits them really well. And the way that they sing together with Taeyong's more deeper voice and then Jin just harmonizing. It's just like, oh, it's just, I love to listen to it.
Yeah, me too. I think it's such a good song. Rewatching that performance, I was like, oh my gosh, they're so incredible together. Just the way that their voices blend together is so incredible.
During the performance, they have like the microphone like stands and they're standing kind of far apart. And I love when they get to the second half of the song that they take, you know, they remove the microphones, they pull them out and they start walking towards each other. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
We love that interaction.
We do. So we're going to talk about the Taejin argument that we saw in the Burn the Stage series. You know, I remember when this happened, I remember Stan Twitter kind of being up in arms about, you know, what does this mean, that there's this big argument and everything else. But, you know, when we rewatched, all three of us obviously rewatched this argument. Yes, they both like kind of disagree. I think Taeyong is being really earnest, coming to Jin saying, you know, hey, I think that this is something you can do to make the song, the choreography, the timing better. And Jin didn't take it that seriously. And he, you know, I think he was just kind of put off by it, you know, and both their feelings were hurt in this moment. But I think our biggest takeaway from this argument, for me, when I watched it yesterday, I was like, wow, the way that they're working through this conflict, you can tell how much they care about each other. You can tell how much they care about like the group and the performance, and really like the task at hand. Like regardless of this fight that they got into before the concert, they still had to go perform. But it just made me really appreciative that we got to see this kind of unfiltered look into what BTS conflicts are like and how they resolve them, because obviously like they've lived together for so long, obviously they're gonna fight. And I just think it kind of put a lot of armies at ease, knowing, okay, this is what happens when they fight and this is what they do to try to solve it.
Yeah, definitely.
I
really liked how they went about resolving it, because at first it was all of BTS together, and I really love how Namjoon, being the leader, was like, okay, we, you know, we got to figure this out, we got to work through this. And then all the members end up leaving. I think Jimin kind of like hangs outside to kind of like make sure everything's okay.
I have to say, Jimin is a Libra, so, and I'm a Libra too. And I know that feeling of wanting to resolve every argument. So he probably just wants to be there just in case.
Probably, yeah. But you can see, like, Taeyong is in tears. Jin is teary-eyed. But, like, they're both really listening to each other. And I think Taeyong tells Jin, like, hey, I know that you handle a lot of things with humor, and that's your response commonly, but when you were responding that way, it made me feel this way. And you can see Jin nodding, be like, I can understand that, like, yeah, I'll try not to do that. And it's just like really well done how they resolve this conflict.
Yeah, and when I think about it, it's just like whenever I've had a kind of silly argument with a friend, because this wasn't like a friendship ending kind of argument, it was more like, okay, we disagreed on something. And in the moment, you don't really understand each other because you're both like, in the moment, they were stressed, you know? But then when you get some time to think about it and cool down, and then you sit down and have a calm conversation, it's just like how every argument goes, you know? You just talk calmly, and then you're respectful to each other's points of view. And yeah. I think they resolved it really well, and I think it's nice that they showed this to ARMY, because it shows that they can have arguments and then resolve it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. This is just making Bethany and I think about this huge argument that we got into, and just how, like, I think that's what I thought about when I watched this, was like, they resolve conflict, that's how we resolved our conflict, and just like how great it is to have that in a friendship and be able to, you know, move past arguments in that way.
I think it's a really good example for ARMY on how to resolve conflict. Yeah. Because it's going to arise, you know, with any sort of relationship that you have. It's not going to be perfect. You're two different people. So it's good to know how to resolve conflict in a very healthy way.
I kind of love that there was like a family meeting before the two of them were alone. It's like, okay, BTS, let's sit down. And I think Yoongi was talking, like, he's like, sometimes like I feel like he's the dad of the group. He's like, okay, boys, yeah, let's solve this.
Yeah.
So I think he's really cute.
Yeah. So another friendship moment that I always think of is during their DNA performances, especially during the DNA comeback when they were doing a lot of the comeback stages. I always kind of think that they were really working hard for the DNA comeback. And it was an important comeback. I mean, that's when you, Kayla and I, obviously, when we got into BTS.
Yeah.
But they worked really hard. And so at the end of DNA, when they all line up, Taeyang is in front of Jin and Jin is behind Taeyang. And I think that, like, Taeyang was in need of just, like, some sort of comfort or just, like, encouragement at the end of some of these performances. And Jin was right there beside him, like, back-hugging him for multiple performances, at least two of them. But it's just cute moment because Jin is, like, smiling and kind of, like, all cute and nuzzled up in Taeyang's shoulder, back-hugging him. And Taeyang is just grinning ear to ear, like, head kind of slightly caved backward, just, like, letting his body kind of relax into Jin.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we talk often about how overworked and tired they were during the DNA comeback. And that, to me, that moment is just like their reward at the end of a performance well done, is that they get this little hug moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really comes back to, I feel like with these two, that they really rely on this physical touch with each other. Is just like they need some comfort, and they find comfort in just touching each other, hugging each other. And you know, when Taeyang gets that hug from Jin, you just see his whole body relax, and he just like tilts his head back and grins, and just like, yeah, it kind of relaxes him and puts him at ease, which is really nice.
He looks very grateful for it, and I think Jin knows that Taeyang loves that, and that's how he really, you know, he receives that really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So another moment, we have a couple moments from Eat Jin with Taeyang. So one that I really think of is from December 27th, 2016, and it's when Taeyang really wants some of Jin's food, and Jin demands Taeyang to say, like, thank you, Young. And so Taeyang's sitting right next to him, and he says, you know, thank you, Young. And he takes the food, but then, like, I mean, within seconds after eating the food, he gets his hands, like, a little dirty, Taeyang does, and he just, like, wipes his dirty hand onto Jin's jacket. And Jin doesn't respond much. Like, he kind of looks at it and doesn't do much, but Taeyang gets this really mischievous, like, oh, I'm so funny kind of smirk on his face.
A shit-eating grin.
He
is such a little shit in this moment. He's like, I just totally got away with something.
Yeah, but this is a really cute friendship example between them, you know, just this playfulness.
Yeah. I don't have like an episode or a date for this moment, but this is also from Eat Jin. And there's this episode where I'm sure there's many episodes, but in this one, Jin is eating noodles, like these like dark kind of brown noodles. And it's funny because we know Taeyang to be someone who will often watch another member's V Live. So Taeyang walks into the room, like, prepared with his own pair of chopsticks. It's hilarious
chopsticks
to me.
In hand.
It's hilarious to me that he's prepared. Like, I'm ready. And he just walks in and asks Jin, you know, interrupts his Eat Jin, the thing that he needs to continue, you know, his live. And he's like, can I have a bite? And Jin, just so cute, doesn't just hold up the bowl to him, but hands him the entire bowl and lets Taeyang take like a huge bite, a couple big bites. Just adorable.
Yeah, so giving.
Very
great friends.
So another moment is from the Golden Disc Awards, when all the BTS members kind of file in on this red carpet with like the Golden Disc Awards behind them, and when they're going to line up, Taeyang accidentally trips on his feet, on his, you know, his footing just kind of gets off, and he falls down to his knees, and he's right next to Yoongi, but Jin like looks over and sees that Taeyang fell. And I just think this is so sweet, because Jin, his response to this was he himself got down on his knees so that like Taeyang wasn't alone on the ground. I think he did this so that Taeyang wouldn't feel embarrassed or like singled out by this. And so he like joined him in that. I'm like, that is one of the most caring, considerate things I've ever seen. And I really think that Jin is one of those people who really preaches like to not be embarrassed about things and try to like embrace the embarrassed. Like, it's not embarrassing if you embrace the moment. Mm-hmm. I think he's said that a lot. So like to see that Taeyang did that, and Jin just knew that if he got on the ground too, that maybe Taeyang wouldn't feel as embarrassed or like whatever. So I just think that moment is so sweet.
I love this moment, and it's always Yoongi in the middle again. He's like in the clip, he's looking at them, looking at Jin like, what are you doing? And then but Army just totally sees what Jin did. It's like, oh, he did it because so Taeyang wouldn't feel embarrassed. It's really cute.
Yeah, that's like best friend level thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like to literally lay down, you know, act like you tripped also because your friend did. Mm-hmm. So incredibly sweet.
Yeah, like he's willing to embarrass himself to so that his friend doesn't feel the embarrassment. Like, what? Like, that's, I would never even think to do that for my friend. But, you know, like, that's something that Jin thought to do in that moment.
Jin is such a good friend. He must, like, be the, yeah.
I think Jin is a really good friend. Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel that too.
Well, he definitely seems to know exactly what Taeyang needs, whether it's like physical touch, you know, verbal reassurance, or doing something like this. Like, it's Jin so often like being what Taeyang needs.
So another moment is when Jin was hosting the 2017 KBS show. He was on there with, like, I think Irene from Red Velvet, some other people from other groups that I don't know all too well. But when he was kind of talking, he had a moment where he got to just go off script a little bit and say something on behalf of BTS. And he said, like, oh, like, you know, I'm thankful for all my BTS members, especially V, whose birthday is tomorrow, like the next day. And then he says, Taeyang, Young loves you so much. Like, oh, my God. So sweet. And so there's actually a Bangtan Bomb of like behind the scenes of the members watching Jin hosting on this show. And they're all watching and they're like kind of filming it with their phones because they're all excited for Jin. And when he says this, Taeyang acts all embarrassed, like he holds his hand, like he like presses his nose a little bit, you know, and he's just like, I told him not to say that, you know, I told him not to do that. So it's kind of cute, you know, that Jin really wanted to say happy birthday for Taeyang and also to let him know that Young loves him like in front of everyone, like
the whole world.
Yes,
I feel like Taeyang is really acting here because he says like, oh, I told him not to say that, but I feel like Taeyang loves this. He loves Jin just said that on national TV.
Yeah, he totally he loves every single moment. It's interesting that we're just talking about Taeyang's birthday because something I wanted to talk about was Jin's birthday. For one of them, Taeyang gave him a custom-made Tom Ford coat, which usually costs anywhere between $3,000 to $8,000 USD. And this is a present that Taeyang gave Jin for his birthday. I just think, like, Taeyang is such a fantastic and thoughtful gift giver. And this was really, I know, like, a lot of Taejin shippers like love this gift because they felt like it was such a perfect gift for Jin.
Yeah, and there's also another moment from We Love BTS individual member interviews from 2017, and in the interview with Taeyong, he says that, and this has become like a dare I say, iconic quote for
Yes, you better say it. Say it again.
Iconic.
Yes. So he says, I like Jin Hyung the most. And he goes on to describe Jin and says, Jin Hyung is handsome and he really works hard in the team to make our team colors stand out more. We don't see that up front, but when I hear things in the back, he practices until dawn in his hotel room alone. Also, I think he has a really strong mentality. He might feel weaker on the inside, but what he shows to us members is that he's very strong and he takes care of us one by one, heals us, makes us laugh. So I think he's a thankful Hyung.
Oh.
And I think that's just such a sweet thing to say. He's just like full of praise of Jin and loves him so much.
I'm like melting over here. That's so freaking sweet.
When he says that he's strong mentally and that he might feel weaker on the inside, but what he shows to us members is very strong and takes care of us one by one. Oh my goodness, like that's very much Jin. Mm-hmm. And that he practices so hard. He so does. I'll never forget the behind the scenes for like when they were going to perform Fake Love at Billboard. I just seeing Jin like practicing all the way up until when they went out on stage. I mean, he works so, so hard. Yeah, so for Taeyang to just deliver so much praise for him.
Oh, he's so deserving.
Mm-hmm. He deserves all the praise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's also a moment from Grammys this year on the red carpet. It was J-Hope filming Taejin. So Jin was kind of interviewing Taeyong in English and encouraging Taeyong to speak English. And I think he also did this for Grammys 2019, where when they were being interviewed, all of them, because we've seen on the Bangtan Bombs that Taeyong has been practicing things that he wanted to say in the interviews. Mm-hmm. And there never was a chance for Taeyong to say it, or he was being shy. And then suddenly in the middle of the interview, Jin starts to interview Taeyong, and the interviewer is like, oh, they're interviewing each other now. It's like, but it's just Jin trying to encourage Taeyong to speak English because he knows that Taeyong has been practicing, so he wants him to just go ahead and speak. So they're just like fooling around in the 2020 red carpet and just speaking English to each other, which is really cute.
Yeah, I also think that like Jin knew how hard Taeyong practiced and worked to prepare these different responses that he wanted to say. And so Jin was just like, well, if you don't necessarily get the option on the red carpet, I'm going to interview you. So that way you can at least say what you had practiced so hard to perfect.
Mm-hmm. I really love when they're on the red carpet for 2020 Grammys. Just this whole interaction with like Taeyang, Jin, and Hobie. But like Jin is just behind Taeyang, like arm around him, really next to his face, like encouraging him, like asking him the questions. And I really, Kayla, you said that Taeyang during the 2020 Grammys was just like brooding. Like,
oh, it was my God.
Like, we weren't getting a whole lot from him. So I think he was kind of nervous. And to see Jin like really encouraging him and providing that physical contact and just that encouragement is what Taeyang really needed. Yeah. And you can see Taeyang break a little bit from that brooding and smile and laugh a little bit.
Yeah, just I a love little.
That. Yes. Lastly, I think they've said in several interviews, but in the beginning when they were getting to know each other and were forming BTS, they said that they bonded over food, anime, and drama. So both of them love anime and they watch it together sometimes, and occasionally they would watch dramas too. And it's just a great way to make friends, just bonding over something to watch. And I can just imagine them when they were really young, like 2012, Jin and Tae just watching anime together.
Yes.
Really cute.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, what a wonderful thing to have in common. Yeah, to really enjoy and fully, you know, just to be a part of with each other, to talk about it and watch it together.
I think they also both like playing video games too. Mm-hmm. Like they've kind of bonded over that.
Mm-hmm. 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 Definitely. They have several hobbies that they share together.
Yeah, definitely several common interests. Mm-hmm. Wow, I love Taejin.
Yeah, I do too, obviously.
I mean, clearly you both like Eileen. You said this was your OTP to begin with. Bethany, yes. I mean, this is your bias and like your main bias wrecker. Mm-hmm. Me, I really had no horse in the game, you know, like obviously I love both of them, but I wasn't like, I ship them, you know, but like, wow, just, you know, getting to go through and discuss their flirtatious moments and just how wonderful their friendship is, like how much they really care for each other and balance each other. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I do too. I love how flirty they are with each other. I can't help it, you know? It's just seeing them on stage and interact and be so flirtatious and confident, like just chaotically confident with each other. Like there's no boundaries. There's no limit.
Zero.
Yeah, I really love that they have this duality to them. The Taejin ship is like, they have these really flirty moments, like really seductive almost. And then they switch on to being so cute and cuddly, or just saying nice things to each other, or, you know, caring for each other and lifting each other up. So they have this like really sweet and rare dynamic where they can be both like really, flirty on stage, but also really sweet. Like, yeah, I think it's really cute.
They're such a great ship. And I'm so glad that we got to do it with you, Eileen. Thank you so much for helping us with research and really giving us your opinion and insight on this ship. I think it was just perfect to have you for this episode.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was really fun to just, fangirl over Taejin.
We also want to say that, you know, for all of our patrons to really check out this document, because there are so many wonderful pictures. Eileen put at the end of the doc just like a bunch of Taejin moments that are just insane, so flirty, cuddly, touchy.
Wow, they are so hot together.
They are really hot together, too. We haven't talked about that.
This is a hot ship, like, mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, wow. They are both just like beautiful and handsome. So yeah, they definitely look good together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just have to say, this first picture down here where they're on stage, like Taeyong and Jin are right in front of each other's faces. I can't help but to notice Yoongi on the far left. What the heck? He's like looking the complete opposite way, arms crossed, very closed off. This is just something I never noticed about the Taejin ship, is the Yoongi.
The Yoongi aspect of it.
Yeah, it's so funny to me.
Always like, Hannah, oh my god, what are they doing?
Closed
turning
off.
Away.
He's just like, no, I will not look. I'm not looking.
I think for this photo, I saw on Twitter, someone was like, spot the couple, because like all of BTS are just standing with like half a meter between them, and Taejin's like, no, we're up in each other's faces.
Yeah, like right next to each other's faces, confidently looking into each other's eyes.
Yeah,
love it. So yeah, there's some bonus pictures for Iconics here, so you should really check out the Google Doc.
Yeah, seriously, you guys would love it so much. Oh my gosh, Bethany is just scrolling through these pictures, just wrecking me, just destroying. So that's going to wrap up today's episode. Thanks again, Eileen, for being here with us. We so enjoyed having you.
Yes.
We hope we can have you again sometime, because this was really, really fun for us. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, including Eileen herself, Michelle Park, Deja, and Meg De Ruggiero. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for your support. If you guys enjoyed this episode, or if you enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. If you haven't already, write us a review on Apple Podcasts. It means so much to us when we read them. Wow, you guys blow us away with what you tell us. We love to hear from you. You can also send us an email or DM us on Instagram, Twitter, follow us on those places if you're not already. We would love to hear from you and connect with you. That is the reason why we do this podcast, and talking to you guys is the best part of our week. So you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.